Hey there, it's Jason and Tony. This is our podcast. It's called
In Case You Missed It.
Well, in case you missed it, we unveiled what is now it's the thing all the kids want. It's the very first thing on their Christmas list, and it's ridiculous. The biggest toy on the kids' Christmas wish list this year. You probably think it's something from Frozen or Star Wars.
Tickle Me Elmo.
Or something. Well, Tickle Me Elmo was about 15 years ago, Tony. So that's probably not the thing.
Tickle Me Elmo 2.0.
Okay. The big toy this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a joke. I Googled it to see if it was actually a real thing. I thought this might be something from The Onion or The Babylon Bee. But it's not.
I'll testify. I saw Jason Google it. He looked at me and said,
real.
This is real.
You can get it at the Walmart.
It's buyable.
It's the big toy this year is called the Fart Launcher 3000. I swear. It looks like a Nerf gun, but it blasts smelly air. It's intended for kids ages 5 and up, Tony.
Yay!
We're in there.
We're up.
There's no limit.
Uh-uh.
It comes with a cartridge capable of 100 blasts of stink.
It's got 100 poops in it out of the flatulence shots.
It's silent but deadly, it says, allowing users to sneak up on their victims. The fart launcher's reek. Said to be incredibly accurate.
Wow.
Said people who. Yeah, but does it really smell like it? Oh, nice. Vintage Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing about this. It's organic, plant-based, and it doesn't get caught in the fabric, and it goes away in minutes. And that's all according to the company. And as product description, the Fart Launcher 3000 can spread stench up to 10 feet across a room. And is best used in a well-ventilated area or outdoors. Now, here's my question with the Fart Launcher 3000.
All right.
That means that there was 2,999 that didn't make it. And what were those like?
And does I've heard a buckshot. But now, does this come in...
Apple released a report about what the top app downloads have been in 2019.
Love me some apps. I used to make fun of these.
And now you are these.
Now I'm addicted.
Now you have all of these.
All right,
number one is YouTube.
Yeah, got it.
Number two is Instagram.
I got it, but I don't like it.
Number three is, oh dear Lord, Snapchat.
I'm hooked.
That's your middle name.
Sorry.
Number four, and Tony got this going for us yesterday.
Yeah, is it?
TikTok. I know, dude. I know how much you love it.
I worked my butt off yesterday to get Jason and Tony its own TikTok page.
Now, here's the deal. We don't know what to do with it.
Whatever. Is it a page? I don't know if it's a page at TikTok.
The only thing I've seen, like, reposts of TikTok videos on Facebook and Instagram, but I've never actually been on TikTok.
It's hysterical. I made fun of it for so long, but after 20 minutes on it, you're hooked. It's funny short videos, and I'm catching myself liking it.
I'm sure we'll do something with it. Go and do you follow?
Follow us on TikTok. Okay. Yes, find Jason and Tony on TikTok.
Okay.
Follow it and start out disappointed like everybody else, and then eventually we're going to be not disappointing on there.
Facebook Messenger comes in at number five, then Gmail, Netflix, Facebook, Google Maps, and then number 10 is Amazon. Can you think of another one, Tony, that should be on there?
I got an app idea right here.
Oh, an app idea.
Yes.
Okay.
It is a phishing app, but you could use it, but anything. But whenever you take a picture of your fish, it automatically increases the size of your fish for you. I think that would... Fishing mostly is what this app is
right.
for.
Mostly fish.
It makes the fish look bigger. Yeah.
Today's cookie day, so we had some fun with Cookie Monster sound bites and our receptionist.
I think she caught us.
Hello?
Hello there.
What's going on?
Me have question for you.
Okay.
Do you have cookies?
Sorry, Cookie Monster, no cookies today.
Can we have a cookie?
I don't have any.
me going to ask most important question of all.
Okay.
One measly cookie?
I would find you a cookie.
Very good.
You come see me, Cookie Monster, and I'll find you a cookie.
Cookies! Bye-bye.
Bye.
The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland today is all about the Wilson Building.
The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's look into the history at Wilson Sports, which, ironically, started right here in the Upper Cumberland. Long ago, a local farmer named Kareem Abdul Mental Manning Babe Ruth Wilson heard that professional sports teams wanted sports gear custom-made, so right away, he bought the Wilson Building to make the gear. He hired 100 people and told them the first order was for cups. So they made and shipped thousands of tea glasses to the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox loved their tea glasses, but let Mr. Wilson know they wanted non-breakable cups with less glass. More like a plastic butter dish with holes in it. The Wilson staff finally got the design right, and the new cups made it to the Red Sox just in time for the first World Series. Isn't it swell to know the Wilson Building designed and built such great cups? But lousy to drink coffee out of. This has been the absolutely true, I said true, story of the Wilson Building in the Upper Cumberland. Still good.
Here's today's word of the day.
Proof your teachers hate you.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Chalkboard dustothelioma. Chalkboard dustothelioma is a breathing condition that people our age develop due to our teachers' selfish use of chalk. Chalkboard dustothelioma.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Granny drank eggnog, she was laughing and prancing. Grandpa throws singles when she starts that dirty dancing.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. Okay, there's this guy in San Diego. His name's Rob. Rob Stella. Rob is retiring from the Navy.
Hey, way to go,
23
Rob.
Years in the Navy.
Awesome, Rob. Thanks for his service.
Back on Thanksgiving, he found out he'd be coming home from his final deployment just a few days early.
Uh-huh.
He was supposed to land in California this week, but it got bumped up to last Friday.
Yeah.
So he told his wife about it, but he wanted to surprise his three kids.
Uh-huh.
So when she took them to get their picture made with Santa last Friday, he hid behind the couch where they were all sitting, and when the picture came up, he lifted up. So the first picture, the kids don't know he's there. He's just kind of standing behind and photobomb. There's one picture. You can see all the kids are posing to Rob behind them. They have a big goofy smile on his face. And then when they realize their dad's behind them, there's a lot of hugging and crying and things like that.
My eyes are a little moist over here, too.
That is just a...
That's pretty.
That's just really cool. To Rob, Stella, thanks for your service, and you are
real good.
That wraps up the podcast. Thank y'all for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.